and a hatzik emalta to suche mendel lekayin. You should have much nachas and bracha from the kinder and eli klukas until each day from one simcha to the next. Whereas Hashem could catch each simcha. Right, says the Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Yud Tes Sikimel. We're doing Hilchas Boireh. We discussed yesterday the three cardinal rules of Boireh. The rules being that a person may only select an item from a mixture provided A, he's doing so with his hand, not with a utensil. B, provided he removes the oichel from the psoiles, the good from the bad. And C, provided that he's doing so in order to use the item straight away. We discussed in Sif Aleph that there's actually two types of mixture. There's a mixture of good and bad, intrinsically good and intrinsically bad. For example, nuts and their shells. And you can also have a mixture which is actually two types of foods, which both are good, but you want one now and you don't want the other one, apples and oranges. That's also considered a mixture and it's subject to boire. Additionally, an important point we saw was that if one has a mixture, for example, of good apples and bad quality apples. So if the bad quality apples are so bad and so poor, you wouldn't even eat them at a pinch when you're in a situation, they're really not even nechwa, they're rotten, then it's considered a tarobus min ha-toira. And therefore to select or to sort out such a mixture is boire min ha-toira. If, however, the apples, the second degree apples are just not as good as the first ones, meaning you would have them at a pinch if you were stuck, you would have them. You'd eat them, but you wouldn't generally take them. Then it's only a tarubus midrabonon, and to select from such a mixture is only an issa drabonon. We will learn as Be'ez Hashem during the simon that if you have two sorts of apples and one is better than the other, but the others are fine to be eaten, that's actually not considered a tarubus at all. And that may be sorted out or separate, or someone may separate or remove one apple from the other because it's not considered a mixture, because some are better than others, but they haven't created a mixture. And finally, we also saw briefly that to remove an exterior psoilis which surrounds an oichel is permitted, provided one does that samach of sudam, one does it biyad. That means the condition that one may only take good from the bad is really the yesod hadvarim, is the essence of it is that you're taking boireh derech, one is performing boireh derech achila. That's the normal way a person eats, is to take the good from the bad, samach l'sudah, and only biyad. However, if you have a food item which is surrounded or has a peel, for example, with psoiles, so then actually this is the table turns, because the way any person were to approach this orange, for example, or this egg which has got a shell on it, is to remove the shell in order to eat the egg, and that's what one will do derech achila. And therefore, in that case, one may actually remove the psoiles from the oichel, provided it's being done with one's hand, and one is doing so in order to eat it straight away. That's what we saw yesterday. Said the Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gimel. Some of the Shulchan Aruch today is going to be a bit repetitive of yesterday, and then we'll see some new points, mainly in the Ramah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayil Afanov, Shnei Mini Eichlin Moravin. In front of a person, there were two types of food mixed together. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Boire Echad Me Echad, one can select one from the other, but Mini Echashen, yet leave the second item, Kdei Lechol Miat. Provided the item that you select, the one you want, now you plan to eat it straight away. Says the Ramah, Shnei Mini Dogim. Let's learn the Mishnah Brura on that first. Sivkot on your base. When you leave the second item that you don't want, k'delechol miyad is going back on the first item, on the item you want. You have to eat the item you want straight away. But to name it, that means the oisish I wrote to lechel out of the one you want, the item that you wanted, Mishnah Brura said cotton your base. But to name it, that means the oisish I wrote to lechel out of the item, the food that you want to eat now, choshev ka'oichel is considered the item you want, is considered the oichel. Vashini choshev psoilis, the one you're leaving for later, is considered the psoilis. It could be just apples and pears. You want apples now, so you take the apple to eat the apple now. The apple you want to eat now is considered, you leave the pear in the bowl. But if one would want the apple and one would remove the pear from the mixture, that's incorrect. To have it, that is considered a removal of bad from good, because as far as what you want now, the pairs is the psoilus. The kambalon, the osliver, I feel like shows lechol nashin el alta. We can't do breira, even if you want to eat the second one, the other min straight away, one still may not do breira. Yes, because that's removing the bad from the good.
The other one is temporarily considered the bad.
Yeah, I don't know what it means, la'alta. It's interesting here. He says, even although you want to eat the second one, la'alta, soon, but at the moment, maybe it really means la'alta over here. Maybe it means a little bit later. Obviously, he's talking about this. He wants the first item, he wants the apple, and the pear, he wants to leave somewhat.
The master is leaving for after the apple, that's the point.
Yeah, he wants to have the apple first and then the pear. That's a chiddush. If that's what he means, it's a bit of a chiddush, because yesterday we did see that before a meal you can prepare everything you need for that meal. So therefore, if he's planning to have a meal of apples and pear...
If you're starting already to eat, then...
Yeah.
Then you started your meal.
No, but before a meal, you can prepare everything needed for that meal. So if he plans to have a meal of apple and pears...
Everything you're doing is for that which is going to happen immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
Once you've started that which is meant to happen immediately afterwards, then whatever you haven't done is now psoilus.
I don't know if that's true, because he's planning to eat the pear straight after you.
I don't see the relevance of what you said, yesterday. Then, when you're planning for Suda, you're quite right. Into the definition of Niyad comes like the whole Suda. But you still can only take Ochel Mitoch Besodas.
Yeah, but here we're talking about two types of oichlin. There's apples and pears.
Sure.
So and you want to have the apple now, and you don't have the pear now. So obviously you have to take the apple from the pear. But the Mishnah Berurah finishes off and says, even if you want to have the pear, la'alta, sounds like you plan to have an apple, then you plan to have a pear. Well, if you plan to have an apple, then you plan to have a pear, then makes no difference which way around you do it, because they're both some chus that you're planning to have both.
He means after the apple.
Yeah, but that's part of what he's planning to eat now. I'm going to have a peep blinada afterwards in the Oiz Vahado. Let's continue with Sezer Emot. Shnei minei dogim. One has two types of fish. The Sezer Emot, these words are based on the Trumas Hadeshen. Two types of fish, mikri shnei minei oichlin, considered two types of food. For also liver echad mechaveru, may not select one from the other, ela biyadai, only if he does it with his hand, kli l'ochla meyad, because he wants to have this particular item, fish item, now. Although we're discussing here large pieces, each one is independently discernible. You can see each piece is considered a mixture. At least we're choishes that it's a mixture. However, if it's all one type of fish, although some pieces are bigger and some pieces are smaller, that's not considered a mixture, because intrinsically they're all eaten. And size is of no element with regard to two items which are the same. They're just all to be eaten. Of course, if you have a big and small item which is not food, then that would be considered a mixture. For example, a small fork, a small spoon with a big spoon maybe, or different sized clothes. Of course that's a mixture, because there's a big significance in the difference in size. It's not just a quantitative difference, meaning it's not just a small piece of fish and a big piece of fish, it's more of the same. But with regard to items, the size actually is of ultimate significance. You can't use one item which is big if you need a small one, and you can't use a small screwdriver if you need a big one, right? Obviously, each thing is completely different. It would be considered a mixture. One had two items, the last line of the remark, and one selected from both of them together, the big from the small. That means if you have a mixture, big and small, and you just split the mixture, a mixture of different items, two items, let's say, apples and pears all mixed together, and you just split two them into
varieties.
Two. So then, two varieties, yeah, two different items.
No, two varieties.
What did I say?
Two items is these individual
pieces. Oh, I see, right, okay, yeah. You have a selection of a number of two different types of food, for example, apples and pears, let's say, and they're all in a big box, and you sort of split the box into two. So you haven't done any act of sorting or selecting because you still remained with a variety in each. To make a selection, to leave the item for later, even if one plans to use it later in the same day, to make a selection later on in Shabbos afternoon, when one is at Shabbos morning, is an Issa of Boira. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Yud, Gimel, L'ochlam Miyad. The Ramah told us that even two pieces of fish, two types of fish on a platter, are considered a mixture, and one must be careful to only take the item which one wants to eat it straight away. That means you should choose the one who wants to eat straight away, but don't choose the fish that he wants to have a shalashuddas if he's only at the moment holding at Shabbos day, Shabbos morning. The Ramah says, although they're large pieces of fish, and each one is discernible. Nevertheless, was a breder. We are choishes that this is an act of boira. Kivin she'enu musadaros kol min b'fnei atzmai elam urofni et b'yechav. We're talking about where they are mixed with each other. It's difficult exactly to define what it means. The big pieces are indiscernible, but they are mixed together on a plate. And this is definitely room to be machmir over here, because as I said, it's difficult to define. We don't know exactly the metzias. We don't know exactly the scenario. We have to picture the scenario that it's talking about. But anything similar to this is a concern of Boire. Sev Katan Tesvav, good morning, Binyamin. We're doing Simon Shinya Tesev Katan Tesvav. We're discussing a mixture of fish on a plate. And the Ramah told us that it is going to be considered Boire to select from it. Sev Katan Tesvav. So the Ramah has actually told us that if you have two items or a selection of two minim, and some are big and some are small, so at least with regard to food, at least big pieces of fish with small pieces of fish are not considered a mixture because they're all more just the same. And just a quantitative difference, size difference. Sivkot and Tezvav. Im loyshik sas mehem einam toivim kol kach. Unless, of course, if some of them are not so edible. Kamoi chatichas hachim like the others. Kigoyim, for example, shenik dechu. Mikayach habishol eze chatichas dogim v'roitza liv'roison shlenik dechu. Person has a mixture of some fish which have been singed with fish which hasn't been singed. Oish eze chatichas dogim, or some pieces of fish have a dog chai. The Aizamig dog mace. I don't think he means it literally. Hopefully, all the fish on your platter, Shabbos day, are all going to be long dead. But if you do have some still swimming, well, I think he means really some are more, maybe perhaps the
fresh.
Or he means that maybe some fish, when you fish, I imagine you should fish that are healthy, that will potentially continue living. If you have a fish which has died already, it probably doesn't taste very nice because it's a bit old and decrepit. So perhaps if he's talking here, we have a mixture of some fish which died of their own accord, of old age, and some have a fish die, and some fish which were fished. So therefore, obviously, the ones which died are not going to be... they've all died. It means the ones that died naturally without being fished won't be so tasty. So you have this mixture. Roitz, liver, elim, elim, one must make a selection. They're considered a mixture. Although they may all be haddock, or they may all be place. But, of course, some are more edible. Some are edible and nice, and some are either not edible at all or partially edible. We must remove that item which one wants. Like we saw in Sif Aleph, that although we have lettuce leaves which are good and lettuce leaves which have gone off, it's considered a mixture, though they're all lettuce leaves. And as we discussed at the beginning of the Shi'ur, whether it will be a Boira Deraisa or be Boira Derabanan will depend on the quality of the fish which is a fish which has been damaged, which has been burned. Is it inedible? In which case it would be considered a mukta min haTorah. Well, no, they're edible. It is not. If you only take pushed wood, come to shav, you would eat them. In which case the mixture is only considered a mixture mizra.
Oh no.
Yeah. Now, Mishra continues. Tapuchim chamutzim, sour apples, musukim with sweet apples. Is that considered a mixture or not? Mistapak apim megodim, the apim megodim himself is uncertain. Himikrimi and echod, is that considered one item, in which case it may be one
variety.
One variety, thank you. Or, no, it's considered a mixture, two varieties. Thank you, Reb Shleiman, for putting me straight. And, obviously, and then the... that's not clear. If, however, the apples which are so sour, they've got not so much that they're already unedible, then of course there'd be no sabreira. And even if they are edible partially, when a person will be pressed, then, as we said before, be nisid rabbanon to select from that mixture because it's considered a mixture mid rabbanon. The domi alnam foshan eskal el b'sifalef, again similar to the leaves which we discussed. Hataz machmir, this is a massive chiddush, which the poskim don't take on. Afilu b'min echad, even if you have one item,
one
type of food, shlo yivre el oisa sheroitza lechel ata, obviously this must be some advantage within the actual item itself. Within the variety itself, otherwise there's obviously been a question about it. Maybe it's one variety, but some are perhaps better than others. I'm not quite sure. He would hold his subject to boire. One has to only take the one item that one wants then, there and then. One should leave it, or one could just split them at random. Not to perform an act of boire. Many disagree. In fact,
I haven't understood. What is the
that one needs two sets of foods to be considered a terabus, but one only has one set of food, for example, 10 apples, although perhaps some are slightly different to the others, it seems the Taz would be machmer even in this case. It's difficult to understand exactly what the Taz holds. It seems that the Taz holds if you have one set of food, but some are slightly different than the other, very slightly, you'd also say it's considered
white chicken and dog
chicken? No idea, to be honest with you. I think if they're all exactly the same, he wouldn't hold this a boira. For example, if a person would have a piece of cake and he'd cut 10 slices, yeah, the Taz wouldn't say to you, you can't take one slice because you've done boira. Obviously, we're talking in a scenario, there must be some sort of distinction between the various items in this variety, and the Taz holds subject to boira. The Masa, we take when it's not subject to boira. The Dad, the Mishabura continues what Mr. Levine was talking about. The Basar Tzli, roast meat, or mavushal, with cooked meat, Mikishne Minim, Leninzet, is considered two types of fish, two types of meat, because they taste different and they serve different purpose. Choshkin Ulam also, Basar Shal Mini, Ophis Mukhlokin, different types of fowl. Yeah? The butcher's in agreement with this? Yeah? Considered two types. Okay, therefore, speaking of someone to be careful, the Siddur's one has a Shabbos meal, for example, Shabbos meal, come in over different types of fowls together. One wants to make a selection to leave some of it for later, after Shabbos, or for any time later. Only take that which the food item which one wants to use to eat now, rather than removing the item which one does not want to eat because of boire. If you look at Divshu 19 over here, just because I thought I'd entertain you, Mr. Levine and Mr. Cohen, what would you say about 19? Chelki Oif Shonim, different pieces of meat. You got it?
Yeah.
Is it 19 in yours?
Yeah.
Kegoyin Shoykim Chazak Nafayim Mimin Oif Echod. It's Muravin Deboze. You have different parts. You have the chest.
Yeah,
the fliggle and the pulchrum. You have to explain to Mr. Shaharabani what a pulchrum and a fliggle is one day. Different pieces of meat have got different Yiddish terms to what how they're called. The fliggle.
Leg and the wing.
Yeah?
Yiddish. Some chickens speak Yiddish and some chickens don't.
Thank you. So this is a discussion. I would have thought they would be considered two minim. I mean, two.
Yeah, it's fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
It's machleika that the Asher was correct, says it's considered one min, and it could be depend what you're used to. For some people, like you just said, some people, like, a piece of meat is a piece of meat, you know. Like the good old days, you phone up the butcher and you ask for £2 of meat and he'd give you £2 of meat. You could choose what you wanted.
Take it or leave it.
That's right.
Choice.
Take it or leave it. Like the good old days.
Yeah,
so then,
not away with anything.
It's not a mixture at all because it's all the same. It's more of the same. Just like I said, food items and different sizes of food is also not a mixture. So to here. On the other hand, if a person gets used to different types of taste of different meat and he specifically wants one, not the other, and he particularly wouldn't have the white, he wouldn't have the dark, so then it would be considered...
Where?
Yeah, it could depend on the person himself. Right. I'm going to finish the next Amud as well and learn with you outside at least to explain to the Bialocha. So let's move. Says the Mishnah Brura, the bottom of the page, right. Similarly, it doesn't just apply to food items, yes. It also applies to other items. It could go in, for example, kalim, utensils, begodim, clothes. Sforim is also shayach breira is applicable. Valkein, and therefore, one has a mixture of any such items, a mixture of clothes. Tzorech livro zeh hamin sheroitz a little achshav hasha yishar al mekayimon. One has to remove the item of clothing that one wants and leave the rest behind.
So yeah. You want your black socks, not your navy socks.
You should take the ones you want.
The black ones that you want.
And leave the other ones behind, yeah. Now, there is actually a discussion, now you're talking about it. If you got black socks and navy socks, yeah? Obviously, if you have a drawer full of black socks, it's not going to be subject to boira, unless some of them have got holes in them, and then it will be. But the question is, as Frisa Shabbos asks, just out of interest, he says, "What happens if you're looking for your black socks? You take a pair, and you take a pair of the thing. You see, is this a black sock? No, they're not. Put it back and take the next. Is this a black sock? No, it's not. Put it back. Would you say?" Well, that's an act of boira because you removed something which wasn't the right item. Or do you say that since you evolved continuously trying to remove the correct item, it's all considered an act of taking the right oichel, and therefore it's definitely considered taking oichel from soiles.
I would say the latter.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Don't you agree? Hear the Shaila? Did you say, well, I took the wrong one? Well, no, you're involved in taking the Eichel, and therefore that's considered Eichel. I think the Shvisa Shabbos is mustapic about this point. And so that's why, and you only mentioned it because you were discussing the socks, and this is quite a frequent occurrence when one goes for socks, that you don't always get the right one.
You can't prepare them, you can't get it ready the night before when you can prepare.
You can before Shabbos. You should prepare yourself.
Before Shabbos, not on Friday.
Right,
night.
Friday night you can't prepare.
That's right.
Could involve boira if they're mixed up. We're going to the top of page 208. I'd like to finish this Mishnah Brura. This Mishnah Brura is actually relevant to the long bi'halacha on Amud Aleph. I'll read the Mishnah Brura first. Now I'll tell you what the Mishnah bi'halacha says. Says the Mishnah Brura, "Din tuluim kama begodim ala kaisel. If a number of clothes are hanging on a peg, umechapes achab bigdo. You're looking for your coat. There's a whole pile of coats, one on top of the other, five coats on a peg. Veroitze achshav lelavshay. Alideze muchach lasadik mitchilo kol shab begodim. You want to remove all the other coats till you get to your coat. Lo yhava bechlal boire. This is not boire," says the Mishnah Brura. Could be that's not boire. V'chein, and similarly, in menachem b'ke'ara, one has on a plate kamo minim yachad ze al ze, a number of items, one on top of the other, a number of types. Hamin sheritz lechem mutal at menachem lemata. The one you want is at the bottom. Masalik elish in menachem lemala k'teish yochel agiel hamin shelemata v'litloy, and one removes the upper items to get to the lower item. Perhaps this is not boira, but ayin the biur halacha. Let's see what the biur halacha says. Now, at first glance, this Mishnah Brura is very difficult to understand. Why is this different to all the other examples we've had till now today, that one has a mixture, one might only take the item you want before using it. And here he's permitting removal of other items to get to an item. And the biur halacha explains like this. He says that there's two sorts of mixtures. There's a mixture which is absolutely mixed, for example, nuts and raisins, which are all mixed together. That's absolute taruvus and is subject to boirim in our Torah. However, one can have sometimes a mixture which is not, the items are not mixed. Each item is actually clear and independently discernible, could be have even big items. The only issue is it's hard to get to a lower item because the item on top of it makes it difficult to get, is in the way, it makes it difficult to get to. For example, a pile of sforim. You want to get to a safe at the bottom, and the other sforim are clear. They're, you know, it's a clear pile. You can see that they're all labeled and they're clear. But it's hard to get to the item underneath. And that, the Bialocha says, he suggests that maybe only it may be considered mitrabanon and issa of boira to get the lower item because of the difficulty it is to reach it. The inaccessibility of it makes it into a tarubas mitrabanon. That's part number one. In part number two, the Mishnah Berurah Bialocha explains that that normally the removal of psoiles is considered a melacha, and even a melacha had tzricha legufa, because the removal of psoiles improves the rest of the oichel. He brings this in the Shuras Yaakov. For example, if one were to remove all the if a person wants nuts and raisins, the nuts and raisins are completely mixed. And by removing the nuts, one is thereby making it is considered making a tikkun to the raisins. However, in this case over here, since they're all in a pile, the removal of the upper item is not actually improving the lower item. It's just allowing the lower item to be accessible. And therefore, the Bialocha says that to remove an upper item in this scenario, where all the items are clear, but it's just difficult to get to it, the removal of the upper items is only be considered a melacha she'enot tzrich legufa, meaning a melacha which is being performed not for the main purpose. And not for the usage of the item itself, rather for the other items, it's considered melacha shein tzricha legufa. And when we do a melacha shein tzricha legufa in our example of a taruvas drabanon, and therefore the Bialocha says one may remove the upper items from a pile if the pile is clear in order to get to the lower items, because in a melacha shein tzricha legufa, and one is doing it to a mixture which is only subject at most to boire midrabanon. Pardon? That is what the Bialocha says. Now, according to that, the Bialocha says clearly also, therefore, it can be done even for the Achazman. The Bialocha says clearly it can be done even for the Achazman when we remove the upper Sfarim to get to the safe underneath the Achazman. Although the Mishnah Berurah, when he discusses clothes, coats on a peg, he does say Shiroitza Achshal of Lelovshoi, which seems to contradict that which he says in the Bialocha, but it seems that must be Lav Dafka, because Bialocha says clearly he could even do it for the Achazman. However, if one wants to take the lower sefer out, then of this interesting mixture, this mixture of drabonon, which is not really a mixture, it's only an issue, there's only a difficulty in accessing it. Well, at the end of the day, since it's a tarubas drabonon, one wants to remove a sefer out from this quasi-mixture, one should only do that if it's being done samoch l'suda. Thank you.
You don't eat books.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, anything else wanted to tell you today? We've got one more Mishnah Berurah. Oh, sorry, yeah, let's do the last Mishnah Berurah. Thank you, Pinchas. Thank you, Tezayin. Shabbat Shachris. To make a selection in the morning for the afternoon. That obviously is prohibited. Vuadin. Or to make a selection in the morning for Shabbat Shudas is also the same. Yes, Pinchas, yes.
If someone needs a plate which
is full of nuts and raisons, yes, and he's taking them one by one off, so that's like
putting them in two different bowls. What's
he trying to eat now, the nuts or the raisins?
No, he doesn't want any of them, he wants the
to
plate.
Sort them out, and he wants
no,
the plate.
He wants the plate. So I take them off one by one and put them into two different bowls.
No. I don't understand what he's doing. Again, you've got a bowl of nuts and raisins.
Yeah, and he wants a bowl that's to put in apples.
So why is he sorting them out? He should just pour all the nuts and raisins somewhere else and then take the bowl.
Maybe because he doesn't have a bowl big enough. But
then he can go split it into two.
Tip half into that, half into the other.
Pinchas, where there's a will, there's a way.
Well, why would it matter if you can only lift them up one by one?
You should go to see a doctor. Shlomo Tcha.
We have now reached the end for the next test.
Have we?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So how many? We're probably eight. I think about 8 days ahead. I think tomorrow there'll be a sheet or. Thursday, I'm not yet sure. I'll let you know.
Why
I assume
not?
There will be a share, but I don't know for sure.
Why not?
Mind your own business. And and then we'll take it from there. Okay.
We have we actually mentioned yet? Did we mention it briefly, but we didn't go into it? If you're doing fire for somebody else.
Yeah, we said that's okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Brewer said, I need animals. Do you remember we spoke about that, Pinchas?
Doing boy for animals. Boy for animals.
Yeah, why do we for animals?
Because that's part of your preparations for the meal, because you now have to eat before you feed your animals.
Ah, here you're saying. But then that would only be permitted if you haven't eaten yet.
Or if you need to feed the animals.
No, it's nothing to do with that. It's to do with that. It's derech achila. Derech achila. Animals is also derech achila. Even if you're not eating now.
You're serving people at a high center.
It's also all derech achila.
I want the peas. I don't want that. No problem.
Peas, yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Take as you wish.
When you get to people who one person says in case it's haruvas, other person not haruvas, one person not this is something,
We're speaking about that because the tradition was discussing what's the din of different pieces of meat, say as we said, the neck and the leg and the, whatever it might be. Is that considered a mixture? The Mishnah Berurah said today that the pieces of different type, like the cooked, roasted, and cooked meat would be considered a mixture, and different types of fish is considered a mixture. What about different pieces of the same item? And there was a discussion between the Achronim if it's considered a mixture. We suggested it could be, it depends on what type of person it is. Some people, it's all considered the same. Meat is meat, and flesh is flesh.
But for one person, let's say the outer, the apple is turn on the floor, one person will eat it, and for him it's not harubus, because if it doesn't care, the other person is makbel on it.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I was just saying that. Two pieces of meat, you have two, you can have a platter of meat. If one person, there's no difference, all the pieces of meat is the same, because it's all meat, and he's happy to eat anything. That's right. And for the other person, he would never eat the white, he'd only have the black. He'd only have the dark of the meat. So for him, it could be a tarubus, and for the other person, it wouldn't be, because it's no difference to the different pieces.
I mean, so you're saying you can take away, so who do you go after? Do you go after the person you're serving or the person you're saying?
So that's a question. It doesn't say clearly what you could do. It doesn't say clearly. This is discussed in you know, in Malabon we discussed this, when it has a beged which has got
dust.
Yeah, dust on it. And we said if a person's matped, he may not clean the dust, near may offer. And the Bialocha that discusses, what about if I'm cleaning your beggars and your makbid and I'm not makbid? Do you go after the person whose beggar it is, or do you go after the person who's performing the act? Yeah, that's a similar sort of question. Which the bialocha there doesn't come to a clear conclusion. How does he go after the person who's doing it for? At the end of the day, it's not, if the tikkun is being done for him, if him it's not a tikkun, it's not a tikkun. I would have thought that was more mistabra. But the bialocha does leave it as a sorachim. Eliyahu!
Does Borer follow the same species or different species? For example, you have vegetables and you have meat. And you want the vegetables. The meat is on top. So if you move whatever to reach the vegetables, this is Borer. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have the same type of meat there, but one is cooked much better than the others,
yeah.
So is this Borer also?
When you say cooked much better, does that mean it's completely different? Depends on what you mean when you say much better.
No,
if it's very different.
No, it is in the same pot,
yeah.
But it is closer to the source of heat.
So if they're all good, but some are better, it's not considered a mixture. A mixture is only when you have one type you want, and the other type you don't want. Here, you'd be happy to have any of it, just some is a bit better. That's not considered a mixture. Okay, the chavot, everybody.